Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Let's do a little quizzy quiz here.
Oh, I love quizzes.
Polly, I think that you're going to be the expert on this one.
Uh-oh.
Because you have told us how you have met your beloved, wonderful Marnie. You guys met online and have
Correct.
Been together for how long? Long time.
Almost 4.5 years now.
Long time.
Yes.
And that it worked for you. Did you have to go through a lot, though, to get to the good one?
There's a lot of crazy dates. I have some stories.
I've been told there are plenty of fish out there, though.
I've been told that ain't that's not the sea you want to swim in if you're not looking for crazy people. So here is what you should not include in your dating profile. You want to guess what's on this list, you guys? Want to guess a couple things? What you should not include if you are going to online dating or if you're going to try it.
Your criminal record. No, maybe you should. Well, I don't
know. That should be mandatory right off the bat.
I'd say your salary.
Good one, Polly. That was my favorite
one. I'm an IT professional who makes over $100,000 a year.
Yeah,
but like, you know, like
you're asking
just sound pompous. Just stop it.
Any numbers whatsoever. The first number on there, salary. Second number, how many partners you've had.
Why would you put that on your dating profile?
How much you can bench press, or how much you'd like your man to bench press, or how many bad dates you've had recently. No numbers.
Makes
which is
sense.
That's a good one, right? In terms of numbers, I think this one would fall under numbers. Your bra size. What?
Yeah.
Who the hell puts that?
I have no idea.
Do people put measurement? Like, do people
I guess
put
they could, sure.
I don't think I've ever came across that on a dating profile.
Like, does it
profile.
Ask you what your physical, body type is? Does it ask you
know,
that?
Skinny, slender,
does
extra, few extra pounds. It's all part of the basic info that you fill out on a lot of sites.
Oh, that's very interesting. I didn't know that.
Don't people just lie about that? I know I would.
About their weight and height?
Sure.
Yeah.
Would
you lie?
I'm 6'4" and slender.
No, but see, they're going to find that out.
I know, but I want to get the first date. How else am I going to do it?
I would lie.
Short and chubby?
I would say I was chubbier than I was. And then when they saw you, they'd be like, damn, that you look good. A photo of you and your ex. What?
See, I don't understand. I don't understand.
A photo even, and so, but they're saying here, even if you've cropped it, that's a sign that photo used to have someone in it.
Of course.
But wouldn't you want to avoid doing a picture of you and anyone? Because maybe your best friend doesn't want to be on your dating profile
and,
or your mom.
Okay, and here's the thing, okay?
Okay.
If a guy's looking at a woman's profile and there's a picture of two women there, you don't know which one it is, and you're probably going to assume it's the better looking one.
Or hope.
And that's the other thing. Why do you want to put up a picture of you and somebody else, especially if that somebody else might be better looking than you?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Unless you're like Cindy Crawford and that's impossible. There's nobody better looking than you.
Right.
Good luck. The phrase, I love to laugh. Oh, and what else? Do you love long walks on the beach too? I actually do love long walks on the beach though.
So does everybody though.
Like, I don't think everybody does.
Really?
Because I go for like 10 miles in the morning when I go to the beach and people are like, oh, I love walking on the beach. And by mile three, they're like, no, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Show me the people.
You don't love long walks on the beach.
I'd like to find the people that don't.
A list of deal breakers. You know, I don't do that.
Really? But don't you want to just, then you separate the wheat from the chaff right away?
If it asks you what your deal breakers are, I think that's fair. Like, no, don't some of them say no smokers, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can filter things
NASCAR
out sometimes.
NASCAR fans,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Whatever, right? You
For
can
sure.
kind of pick that, yeah.
Hmm.
And your address. What?
Yeah, that's, I don't give out my address as a rule to anybody.
No.
No.
So you didn't break any of those rules, Polly?
I don't think so.
Be like Polly.
I remember.
Yeah, be like Polly. There's
like
your
Polly.
Motto for the day.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.